We make important decisions about our lives, our businesses, our marketing promotions all the time. So how do we make better decisions? And how do we trust the decisions that we do make so we don't second guess ourselves afterwards? I'm going to share all of that and more with our intuitive decision-making expert, Lisa Kay. Marketing your business is for you, the business owner, who has a product, a service, or a message that you believe in. My name is Stu McLaren, and each week, we'll take a behind-the-scenes look into the real-world marketing tactics and strategies for getting what you have in front of a lot more people. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now, let's get started. Before we dive into today's interview with the one and only Lisa Kay, I wanted to kind of give you a little background. Now, Lisa Kay is a client of mine, but I fell in love with her work because she has been studying intuition and more specifically, how to use it to make great decisions in our life and in our business. And the more I dug into her work, the more fascinated I became because you and I are making decisions all the time, whether it be about an upcoming promotion, whether it be about a pivot in the business, or perhaps a big business deal. But we also use intuition in our decision-making about other things in our lives. Like, for example, who we want to be with for the rest of our lives. I'm telling you, my friend, the ability to make quick and great decisions is so undervalued, but it impacts so many areas of our lives. And Lisa is going to walk us through in this interview how to cultivate our intuition so that we can make better decisions. And once we make those decisions, we don't second guess ourselves. We can fast forward and move that energy toward the things that we really want to accomplish. So what I want you to do is I want you to think as you go through this interview about times when you may or may not have used your intuition and maybe didn't even realize it. But again, Lisa's going to walk us through about how to identify when it's showing up, how to use it, and how to make better decisions. So let's dig in. Well, my friends, I have a treat for you because I am here with a client of mine whose work has tremendously inspired me to tap into my intuition when it comes to decision making. And what I didn't realize was how much I was already doing it and how I could now start being more intentional about it. So with that, Lisa, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, so when you and I first started working together, our roles were reversed. I was helping you with messaging with your work. And one of the things that I found fascinating as we dug deeper and deeper into it was that your work is based on helping people tap into their intuition, which leads them to making better decisions, decisions that show up in all areas of our life, whether it be in business, in our relationships, and so many other areas. But what's interesting is like sometimes when we think about intuition, it sounds really woo-woo. I'll just be straight up. Like it's like this woo-woo thing that's out there. But what I came to know through you is like you come from a very scientific background. And so how did you get into intuition from a very scientific background?
Well, you know, I always wanted to know what this magic thing of intuition was because everybody says that everybody has it. And so in long story short, using my background in psychobiology and studying people who use intuition in business and other areas of their life, I started to realize, wow, you know, actually what the true intuition is really parallels what happens in the right side of your brain, the way the right side of the brain thinks. And there's certain characteristics of the way that the right side of your brain works that's giving you information that really is what we term as intuition. So that was the big aha moment for me.
Yeah. And what's interesting now is like when I think about the times that we're living in, the stakes are higher and higher. So the importance around decision making is getting more and more important. And I just think like if people knew how to tap into this, to be able to not only make decisions quickly and swiftly, but to be able to trust the decision that they're making. Because how many of us have made a decision and then literally like 30 seconds later, an hour later, a day later, second guessing ourselves, and we're right back to, you know, struggling about how to move forward. But once you hone the ability to be able to make a decision and feel good about that decision and be able to move forward, we make way more progress. So can you kind of help us understand like, what are some of the characteristics of intuition and how does it show up?
One of the great things about intuition and really what the right side of the brain is doing is it's actually watching everything all the time. And it has a overall big picture of what we call the holistic gestalt way of looking at things. So it actually sees things with more clarity than our thinking mind. The thinking mind's always, you know, doubting and trying to figure out, did I do the right thing? Going over and recalculating. But the right side of the brain, the intuition really has this, oh, here's the big picture. This is the clarity. It doesn't have doubt. It doesn't have, I should have, would have, could have, or worrying about the future. It's in the now. So the intuition and right side of the brain is all about now. And so that's why it actually is so useful to use. And if you understand also what it's telling you in terms of the information that it does have, it talks to you in terms of feelings. And what are those feelings? So the feelings could be physical, it could be emotional. But the key thing for intuitive emotions is that they're very subtle. Mm. So even a physical feeling, you know, it could be a physical feeling. Most people say, you know, it's in my gut, or it could even be in your chest. There's a relaxation maybe down your spine, which shows you, hey, this is good. This is a good thing. Or the feeling could be a tension, or a feeling of, I would say, you know, repulsion. You know, you feel like pulling back a little bit. Mm. And they're subtle. It's not overwhelming, because people ask me, well, how do I know it's not my fear? Well, fear is overwhelming. Fear is an anxiety, gets you all tensed up. You can't stop thinking about it. Intuition is easy to dismiss. It's like it comes and it goes by you. And so that's another characteristic. It's wordless. Mm. So it doesn't chatter at you. It doesn't like berate you. It's never going to tell you you're a bad person, or everybody's going to hate you, or that's going to be great and you're going to be the best person in the world, because it's very neutral. It also gives you information that's quick and to the point. So it's like, do that. Or stop, or go here. Does that help?
Yeah, totally. And when this was what was fascinating was when, as you and I were working together and we're working on your messaging, and I'm talking to you more and more about this, I started to realize in my own career, like where the intuition has showed up. And you know, for me, like when I trace it back, like I can distinctly remember moments in time when I made big decisions in my life. That, you know, one of those decisions that can either take you in, you know, one direction or a completely different direction. And in that moment, making the decision, you know, like you said, that it kind of shows up quickly, like that clarity shows mm-hmm. up quickly. Like I can recall, you know, specifically when I made the decision, you know, where to go to college. That was one of those decisions. Another one for me was like when I graduated college, like that I was not destined for the corporate world. Like, and it was one of those quick decisions where like I realized right there, right then, that even though I had signed on the dotted line to go into corporate Canada, mm-hmm. it was not the right decision for me. And it was just like, boom, even though I had signed on the contract, I made the decision right there. Got to change it.
What did it feel like for you? For people to understand, it's how did that thought, oh, that's the one, that's what I have to do.
Well, it's kind of like what you said. Like it was like that. It was a quick flash of clarity and knowing this. It just felt like I could feel the tension in my body just release in that moment. Like it was just a quick release. Like just as that thought came, I could feel the tension just whoosh, like go. And it's shown up in other times too. Like when I made the decision to go all in on our first software company. So I had a very successful consulting business with a whole bunch of amazing clients, but I could feel it in my bones that wishlist member, the software company we were launching, that's where I needed to pour my energy and my attention. And so again, financially, it didn't make sense to let go of all these clients and this entire consulting business, but I knew intuitively that was the next right move. And so from whether it's college, whether it's, you know, going down the entrepreneurial path, whether it's my first software company, or the moment when I distinctly remember when I made the decision to sell my first software company.
Yes.
Again, you know, like it was everything lined up where I had a great business, I had great business partners, great team, we had a great product, but something didn't feel quite right. And then I remember waking up at 3 a.m. in this cabin with Amy and my daughter. We were at a family camp and I had that flash of clarity, like, okay, I got to sell my shares in the software company. And I'll never forget that moment. So intuition has shown up for me in a whole bunch of times.
And that was a tough one for you, right? Because there were a lot of those thoughts. Oh, what are people going to think?
Totally. Yeah, I had all kinds of internal thoughts.
Am I making a mistake?
Right. Second guessing and all that kind of stuff. But I knew intuitively, like, it was the right next move. And I think even then, because I didn't know about your work then, I was starting to realize that this intuition was a thing that I could trust. And then when you and I came together and I started learning more about your work, learning that it's actually a thing that you can strengthen and begin to identify, like, when it's showing up. So what are some next steps for people to really begin mastering the concept of knowing when their intuition is showing up and knowing how to trust it?
Well, the first thing is you have to identify it. So there's a lot of misconception out there over what intuition is. And, you know, the more I read what other people are writing about it, I realize they're missing it. Once I understood the characteristics and how they map to the right side of your brain, how it works, it was always consistent. And because people would say, well, I tried to follow, quote, my intuition, and it didn't work. Well, it's because they were following their fear, or they were following wishful thinking. And these are all sort of cognitive constructs that get in our way of really understanding what intuition is. So if you stick to the characteristics and understanding what they are, now for you, it's a feeling, right? And you understand that feeling of, it fits. And that when you made that decision, it was the correct decision. It's like, okay, so that's my intuition talking to me. So this, the first thing is to understand what are the characteristics of intuition. Then the second thing is, when you think back in times where you've experienced intuition or you had that aha moment like you did, and all those times, and what was the experience like? And I always take my students back to, what were you feeling? What was the feeling at the moment that you had that right decision? What was going through your mind? What was going through your body? And what was, you know, I talked to a mathematician friend of mine who said when he gets that aha, he says all of a sudden it feels like it clicks, like the pieces fit. It just clicks into place.
Yeah.
Or there's a release, right? So you think back to those times, and then when you've recognized those specific things, now when you get, the third thing is to go forward when you want to go make a decision. And you can do use this in all decisions. So if the big decisions are a little scary, you could use it in the smaller decisions. You know, what should I have for dinner tonight? And you gather your data, as you've done, thinking about all the different pieces of information. And then you see, as you're looking at the data before you and you're trying to decide which way to go, do those intuition pop-ups, those characteristics happen? When you're thinking of those things, so those are ways that you can use intuition in making a decision.
So it's like, number one, know what the intuition characteristics are. And by the way, for everybody listening, we're going to give you a resource that Lisa's put together that will outline all of those characteristics. So you can go back and you can review it. So number one is understand what the intuition characteristics are. Number two is to identify when they've shown up for you in the past. Because as you said, Lisa, they're going to be slightly different for everybody in the way that they show up. But once you start to identify how they're showing up in the past, then the third step is that you can identify as they are showing up in the moment when you're looking to make decisions. And I think this is really important, because I think more than anything, we underestimate our ability to make great decisions. But there's so much on the line with the decisions that we make. If you think about, like, the decisions who we date and ultimately who we may or may not marry, when the decisions of, like, where we're going to live or what career we're going to pursue or what deal we want to do or who we want to go into business with. There's so many, like, big decisions that can literally take our lives and our businesses in one direction or the other. And so you've also got some great examples of some really well-known people in business who have come out and said how important intuition has been in their decision-making. Can you share a couple?
Oh, yeah. This is a great one. Now, everybody knows about Amazon, and Jeff Bezos is the CEO and founder of Amazon. He's certainly, actually right now, he's one of the wealthiest people on earth. And what's interesting, where intuition comes into play for him, is that, as he says, all of his best decisions in life and business have been made with heart, guts, and intuition. And so he uses intuition all the time. And where he used it in a most stunning way was when he came up, when he decided to implement Amazon Prime. And where this came from was what Amazon Prime is like an all-you-can-eat buffet of fast, free, unlimited shipping. But Jeff said, in his words, when they modeled it, because he always, you know, looks at the data, he said the results didn't look pretty. His finance team said the results were horrifying to offer unlimited free shipping because it's super expensive. So, and he said every financial savvy person in his business said, don't do this. It's going to be a disaster. But he went and greenlighted it because he said his decision was ultimately based on intuition. And he said sometimes the data doesn't provide you that clear answer, especially when you're trying to do something that's never been done before. And that's the environment we're in right now, right? A lot of things that we're facing we haven't done before. So he used his heart, his intuition, and what happened was he went with Prime. And Amazon Prime today has over 112 million members. The members account for roughly 65% of all Amazon shoppers. And this is great. I mean, this is great for you, Stu. This is Amazon's membership.
Totally.
Their subscription revenue, which is mostly made of the Prime membership fees, totaled $14.2 billion in 2018.
Wow.
And on top of that was retention. Once customers signed up for Prime there, they were unlikely to cancel. 64% who signed up for just the trial membership for free, they converted to the paid. That's a 64% conversion, which is phenomenal. And then after that, 93% of the customers continued to pay for that program after a year. 98% if they stayed after 2 years, stayed with Prime. So wow. It's like an incredible membership model that it wouldn't have happened if you just listened to the fears and the data of, you know, his finance people.
I just think it's a great example. And I appreciate you sharing, Lisa, because we all face decisions where on paper, it may or may not make sense to move forward. I know I faced them in my life. Like we were talking about and reviewed the time when I chose to sell my shares in my first software company, Wishlist Member. On paper, it did not make sense. It did not make sense. But intuitively, I knew it was the next right step for me in my career. And this, the whole Jeff Bezos example is amazing to see how on paper, it did not make sense for them to move forward with Prime. And yet now, it has become one of the most profitable sides of Amazon.
Amazing.
In a huge, big way. So listen, I'm just so grateful that you came and shared with our listeners today because decision-making is more important now than ever before. The stakes are higher. People are making bigger decisions. You know, do I continue with this business? Do I move it online? You know, especially for our brick and mortar friends who, you know, amongst the coronavirus are now facing different types of decisions. Like, do I need to pivot, you know, and serve customers in a different way or a different audience or different segment? Like there's big decisions that are being made. And I'm just grateful to have you help guide us. And I know that there you have a resource that we can point everybody to, not only to get the characteristics outlined of intuition, but to help guide them in making better decisions. Can you share us where that is?
Yeah, if you go to decisionpdf.com, you can get and sign up there and you'll get basically a list of the intuition characteristics that, you know, come from for everybody at the right side of their brain, as well as how to make decisions using your intuition. There's a little guide on that as well. And like you said, it's so important right now. They've done studies with a big leading managers around the world, and they've found intuition is really used in the following settings where there's a high level of uncertainty, as you said, and that's the world we're in today. There's little previous precedent, and the facts are limited or totally unavailable. And right now, you have to rely on your intuition to make these decisions. And that's what these big business executives have been doing in their business to move their business forward in an environment just like today.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much. Again, I want to recommend everybody go to decisionpdf.com. Go download it. Use it to help you make better decisions moving forward. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Stu. It was great.
Wait, before we go, can I just take a minute and thank you? Listen, when I started the Marketing Your Business podcast, I had no idea what to expect. But now we've been doing this for a while. We've received a ton of great feedback. Speaking of which, we have now over 400 ratings and reviews, with the overwhelming vast majority being 5-star. Yeah, there are a few one stars. You know, you can't win them all. But listen, I just want to thank you and everybody who has taken the time to share your feedback, whether that's on iTunes, by email, Facebook, or even on Instagram. I really seriously do appreciate it. And it's awesome to see what you have to say. And I do read every single one of them, from the US reviews, the Canada, UK, and all the different international iTunes platforms. I just want you to know that I'm ridiculously grateful for your kind words regarding the show. And all of these reviews and ratings help us attract new listeners. And if you're one of them, welcome. It's good to have you. So if you wouldn't mind taking a minute, and if you haven't done so yet, then head on over to iTunes and leave us a review for this show. And heck, share this show. If you take a screenshot of this episode, share it with me on Instagram. All right, my friends, just remember, the more money you make, the more impact you can have.